Alright, so I don't even know what we're supposed to do anymore.
Oh, no.
I literally don't even know.
Well, look at the notepad.
Weigh 75 red salt and add it to the beaker on the stir.
Red salt. That's the liquid, I thought.
Oh, is it?
But where's the what everything
where's
says.
The salt?
Right there, those two big bottles, one red, one blue.
Oh,
red.
Shit! Okay. Damn, why won't it let me do...
It's your zero... There it is. You said 72, right?
Yeah.
Well, you just
oh, shit.
Had it.
Oh.
You had it.
Oh, okay, sorry, man. It's a little hard.
There it goes. Don't touch a thing. What's next?
All right.
Go to your notepad so you know the next step.
And add it to the beaker on the stir.
So it's on the scale. Move it to the stir.
It's on the, oh, it's on the
scale.
Scale
to your left. Left of that.
I'm here. Oh, yes. Okay.
Look at everything.
Add to the beaker. Okay. I can do this. Weigh 15 blue salt and add it to the beaker on the stir.
You're gonna make it right. Oh man. Talk about that other game stresses you out. That stressed me out.
Damn. It's really hard to get 15.
Yep. Wonder how much it goes up by each time. Up, down.
Damn.
There it is.
Don't touch a thing.
Did it say add to the stir?
I think it did. Yep.
Today.
You measure 50 green liquid.
You gotta win those nerdy girl over.
Oh, this is insane. Let's try it again. 50 green liquid.
You gotta get the green.
I did.
The green on the side. See?
I was there. Hold on, let's try it again. Pull it out.
So you got it 50. The second part is that thing to your right is gonna go up and down.
I know that. Oh. That's what I'm looking at.
Sounded like you did.
I did hit the button. It just...
You hit it when it was very low, buddy.
I did.
Maybe you have to do it ahead of time. Do it at red. There you go. You genius.
Jesus, we're not going to get nowhere on this.
We're already halfway there?
No, I know. We don't have time.
Use it, we'll probably get the hook up with that nerdy chick.
Ah, we fucked up. We didn't make it. Ah, then you decant it to the beaker. All of it? No, just the supernet. Be careful so you don't get any precipitate with it. What's the supernet again? The liquid on top of the precipitate at the bottom. Oh yeah, that. She's struggling a lot in class. It's like the third time she has no clue what she's doing.
Oh, so she's the one that screwed up.
Yeah. Also, hey, I'm gonna need you to focus here. Do you understand why we're doing this? Duh, because the experiment says so. Yeah, but I mean the theory of it. Yes, but I'm not gonna give you a lecture on it. Okay. But if you want to check if you know why we're doing it, tell me why you think that is. Smooth. Okay, I'll bite. We're performing a separation right now. Precipitation allows us to remove an unwanted compound from our solution. It won't be perfectly pure when we decant it like this, but it should be good enough for our purposes. And how would you achieve a higher purity, Grim? Oh, go ahead. I assume there are many ways to do it. Name one. Maybe pass it through a filter? Great, that could work. Do you know that there are tubes with built-in filters that you could put in? You could put in centrifuges? I can show you sometime if you're interested in methods of separation.
Yes.
Sure, I want to learn more about lab work. It's interesting. I can tell. Are you ready to assess the purity? Yeah, I'm finishing up here. By the way, I already knew what you told me. Awesome! Then you can write about it in the lab report, and I'll write about our calculations. Turn off the burner when you're done. Let's see what you've achieved today. It was mostly me. Grim didn't do a lot. Well, that's not true at all. I should say something. That's odd. That's not what I observed. Never mind. Either or, this doesn't seem right. The purity is way off. You must have done something wrong. Damn it, Grim. Hey, you said it yourself. You did most of the work. Clean up your desk and then you're free to leave. When do you want to do it? I'm not interested in doing you, but thanks for asking. The lab report's stupid. We can split the lab report in two and write the parts on our own. Choose if you want to write the theory or about the results and calculation. No, I want to write it together. Do we have to? It'd be faster if we work on our own. Hell no, I don't want to have to double check whatever you wrote. Fine, we'll write it together. Let me know when you have time for
it. Sounds like she's a poser. She really don't know shit.
Right. Hey, what are you up to? I'm trying out new holiday drink recipes. If you only took lab class this seriously. That's one chunky eggnog. It's like drinking custard. What the fuck happened? Damn it, the milk is expired, that's why. What's this bottle for? I mix a lot of drinks in here. The failed ones go into it. During parties, I empty cups and glasses into it, too. I know the bathroom is next door, but it's simpler going once than a lot, especially during parties when it's occupied. It's safe to drink from, yeah? It's a mix of spit and all kinds of alcohol, Grim. Don't drink out of it, ever. Do you have a moment to drink? I need your advice. I don't know if I can help, but I'm all ears. I'm in a bit of a predicament, and I don't know what to do. You are? What did you do? This has to stay between us, okay? I have no one else I can talk to about this. Trust me, whatever you say will stay between us. The bro code, remember? And I don't want you to joke about this with me either. I'll be serious. What's on your mind? It's about Sage and Jade. What about them? Remember what I told you about Jade, what she did to me in class? The hand job? Yeah. It didn't end there. We've been fucking since, but she ended it recently. We've had sex on numerous occasions. And now Jade and Steven are getting divorced. I'm unsure if I am part of why they are getting divorced, but my biggest concern is how this affects Sage. I mean, Sage is my closest friend, and I did that with her mom. If I mention this to her, it'll ruin our friendship, and I don't want to lose her. Well, I don't know what to say. What do I do? I need your help. It's one hell of a situation. I didn't know Sage was Jade's daughter. Ignorance or not, I can't see any scenario where Sage would be happy about it. Even if you're just friends with Sage, shit, I'd be pissed if it were my mom.
Thanks for flying my mom.
You have to look at your options. Weigh them against each other and there's your answer. What are my options? Please tell me if you can see an option that I can't. First off, don't be too hard on yourself. What you did to Sage was unknowingly, yeah? Yeah, as you know, I found out before Halloween that they were family. But honestly, the sex with Jade is amazing. I love it, even though I know the sensible choice is to stop. Okay, It didn't help that you kept it a secret when you found out. The time between finding out that they're family and telling Sage about it is pretty long. Sorry, but that makes the situation even worse. I didn't want to tell Sage. I thought I could keep it a secret, but I question whether it's the right way. That's your conscience speaking. Bad decisions don't always make you a bad guy. I'd worry more about you if you didn't feel any guilt. What are my options here? Help me. Well, option one is what you've been doing so far, staying silent about it. Aside from this talk between us, take the secret to the grave. What about the guilt I feel? Pray that it'll go away. Learn to live with it. What more can I say? And if the guilt is too much, you have option two. Sit down with Sage and tell her everything. Maybe not in detail, but tell her what she needs to know, what you did and why you did it. Also, why it took you all this time to tell her. That may help you get rid of the guilt, but it won't be pretty. Let me ask you this. What does Sage mean to you? She's a great friend of mine. I like her so much. But she's graduating next year, and I'm unsure if expecting our friendship to last past graduation is realistic. It certainly will be different. I care a lot about her. She's a wonderful person. I want to think I'd still be in her life somehow. I can't make this choice for you. You gotta make it yourself. But I'm with you, whatever that choice is. I know you didn't do it on purpose, at least at first, but there's no malice behind your actions. If you were me, what would you do? Are you sure you want to know? Yes. I'm torn. With option two, if I told her, I'd be ruining her mom for her and potentially even our friendship. She'd go on to possibly hate me and maybe even her mom. On the other hand, with option one, if I never told her, I'd feel like you do now, ridden with guilt. Now, I can carry a lot, but I couldn't carry that burden. If I valued the friendship highly, the guilt would have been even worse. And as we've established, the problem and guilt grow with time. The lie will never go away if you bury it, no matter how much time pass. And there's always the uncertainty about Jade telling her at some point. That dials the worry up to 11. I'd go with option 3. What's option 3? I distance myself from Sage as much as I could and try to be less of a friend to her. You'd stop being her friend? This is me talking, okay? I'm not trying to influence you. With this option, you'd still be lying to her, and while your friendship would slowly fade away, at least you wouldn't ruin her mom for her. And from the sounds of it, Jade didn't jump you with the intention of affecting her relationship with her daughter. Neither option is fair to everyone. You'd still have some remorse, but I also think you'd feel relief knowing you did what you could and salvaged Sage's relationship to her mom. That's such a bad option. I don't want to stop being her friend. It's a shit choice to make, but if you think Sage would forgive you after telling her what you did with her mom, I'm not an expert on women, but I think the odds are slim at best. I'm not going to stop being her friend. I'm not. What is this all about? Are you opening a clothing store in our room? I'm sorry for spreading it all over the place. I'm trying to get organized. Those are a lot of nice new clothes. Thank you, I'm trying something new. And no, it's not a clothing store. Then what is it? I'm embarrassed to say. How so? Because it's new and I'm unsure if it's for me yet. But I feel excited about it and I think I'd be good at it. New clothes? You're doing something with them? Are you selling them? I told you I wasn't opening a store. I meant online. Are you flipping clothes for profit? No, I'm keeping these for myself. We could do this guessing game all day, or you could just tell me. Living in the same room together, I'll find out eventually unless you plan on sneaking around. I've started a blog on CB, okay? Oh, you have? It's nothing much yet, but I've gained a few hundred followers in a short time. Why would you be embarrassed about that? That sounds cool. The big bloggers on there make a ton of cash each month from sponsorships and whatnot.
CB? Cosplay?
I know, but it's not about the money for me. It's... Do you ever feel like you're lost? Lost how? Like, if you don't know what the hell you're doing with everything. I've second-guessed myself a lot over the years. Are my studies right, and what the hell am I doing with Tommy? Ugh, maybe I shouldn't have said that to you. It's fine, but that's what I'm talking about. I feel that way with everything right now, and that's when I came up with the idea of the blog. Most bloggers you see on CB with tens of thousands of followers seem to know what they're doing. They live these bizarre lives and feel so far out of reach. I can't relate to them at all, so I thought, what if I become a blogger that people like me can relate to? A blog about not having a clue and trying to figure yourself out. Sounds interesting. What do you write about? It's an ordinary blog about all these topics, and by interacting with followers, it can turn into a community where similar-minded people can get together and be reassured. Man, she gave that in the most professional...
I like how she buys shirts that separate her boobs. I've never seen that before. Except on lingerie.
And hopefully, even figure themselves out with the help of others. And where do the clothes fit in all this? It's for a weekly fashion segment that I'm doing to inspire girls on what to wear. I also plan on writing segments on exercise and healthy food. I've got so many ideas. You shouldn't feel embarrassed. I think it sounds great. DM me a link to your blog. Thanks for being supportive. No problem. And oh, do you want to chip in for some flowers for Rio? I thought we could send her some to cheer her up. Sure, I'll chip in, but I don't know how much she'll be able to enjoy the scent, with the flu and all. Stupid flu season, it's thoughtful of her not being here and spreading it to us. She told everybody she had the flu. Flu? I heard it was pneumonia. Oh, I must have missed that. That's so much worse. Get her something beautiful from us. We might want to consider getting another wardrobe in here. I won't buy more clothes. Much more. I won't buy much more. For now. December! Here we go again. It has come to remind me why I hate winter. The only thing that consoles me this time of year is that the snow doesn't last long. Some years we barely get any. But this year we got lots of it.
Of course, March is a weird time to do anything.
I mostly stayed indoors unless I had to go out. Yeah, we're having Christmas in March. Quinn was up to whatever she was doing. She didn't want to... Oh, excuse me. She didn't seem to want my help or company at the time. It did bum me out, but I wasn't going to force her to spend time with me. She obviously had more important things to deal with. I just wish she'd share what they were with me. It was a dull start to the month, but it was understandable. Sage found herself closer to her newly formed circle of friends. Well, everybody did. We got along great as a group. Maya tried to convince Josie that her way of dealing with Patrick was best for them. Josie spent a lot of time alone. I wasn't sure what she was up to, but I figured she'd eventually let us know. I wasn't just the snow that was cold. The mood at the Dick's was as well.
You know what this sounds like? The end of, like, Sandlot?
Yeah.
And the Stand By Me?
After Nick left, Tommy mostly kept to himself.
Animal House.
It was likely part of the problem, but all I could do was to apologize and give him space. His breakup with Heather might have been the bigger reason for his mood, but it was hard to tell. He didn't talk much to anyone, and my brothers were feeling low. After the big fight, we ironed some of it out, but things were left hanging in the air, and everyone pretended they were fine. Typical guys. But I got a break from them, and I needed it. I had to sort my thoughts and think about my future at B&R. I knew it was only a matter of time until I had to bring up the subject again, but I hoped to have something more to tell my brothers than what I had learned from Chad. And besides, the Dicks have their own issues going on. Danny's pet rabbit or bunny, whatever he was, he died. I don't know what happened, but Jamie got bummed out by it. Truthfully, I'm unsure if he was more bummed out by Franz's death or that he had to attend a funeral. Who even has a funeral for a pet? It's sad, I get it. But a funeral? I saw Rusty hang out with Mika again. I would have advised him not to do it if things were normal, but he was agitated enough by everything that was going on. I saw Nick on campus a few times. He ignored me. His jaws were clenched, too. I didn't know what to say, so I gave him space, just like Tommy. The end of my first semester at B&R was approaching. And while it was the end of the year, it was also the beginning of something big. Something I never could have anticipated. Guess what I saw today? Cranked one out? What? Get that ear checked out already. What? Did you crank one out? No. Ate a cheap meal? No. Personal best at the gym? No. Had a protein shake? That and... Played video games? No. Drank beer? No. Man, you didn't do a lot today. I shaved my balls, man! Why would you tell me that? That's how you do it. Do what?
Only your closest friends you talk about your bald.
I just secured the hots for our Christmas party. That is awesome. Meh, who needs them? Even if you don't like them, you should be happy to know that the dicks won't have them at their party. Fuck the fucking dicks. What about New Year's? Caleb is right. Fuck the dicks. I'm not planning on giving that one up either. I feel the hot so it's New Year's too. I understand. But I don't think Josie will ever understand it. And I've tried to explain it to her several times now. You have to give her time. It's still a fresh wound. More like a wound that had begun to heal, only to be slit open again. Only that this time, we're not fighting about it. Well, that's something. No, you don't understand. When Josie and I fight, we sometimes say mean things to each other we don't mean, and can get pretty heated. But we've always fought for the same thing in different ways. And now, we're not fighting anymore. We're not getting upset or yelling, and we talk way less about it. And you don't think that's good? Do you want to fight with her? Of course I don't want to fight with her. Who in their right mind wants to fight? Fighting is horrible.
Lick her badge. That'll make her feel better.
But I have this bad feeling growing inside of me. Like we're supposed to fight, but we don't. If you're not fighting for something, have you given up? Is that how you look at your choice with Patrick? Have you given up or chosen to adapt because you've run out of options? No, I'm adapting for sure. Then, there you have it. Maybe she's adapting too. I guess I'm worried, that's all. Wait, are you worried about her feelings or yours? It's complicated. You can't control Josie's feelings, but you can be in control of your own emotions. It's good that you're talking about this to me, but honestly, you're not talking to the person you should be having this conversation with. You're right, and that's what I'm saying. But you're the one I felt like I could talk to. Things will work out fine, Maya, one way or the other. You have friends and support. Don't forget that. Grab some Christmas lights from that box. Help us decorate and get lost in your thoughts while doing it. Maybe you'll find some answers there. I think that's enough Christmas decor for my room. With the snow and the lights Jamie put up outside, it looks comfy. I should help the others with the rest of the mansion. Carry your fish, study at the desk, damn puzzle box, talk to Leon, John Boy, help Sarah, or talk to Aria. Got new rooster. No Santa is coming down the chimney for these girls, naughty girls. Baby dummy doll, nice. Just what I wanted to find underneath my Christmas tree. I'll come down the chimney for you, babe. Bro, I'll fill that chimney with cum and I'm not planning on waiting until Christmas. Someone give her the tightest ass award. Hot as fuck. Who would you rather bang, Lily or Sarah? I see you girls not working over there. Well, laughing my ass off, busted by Mama. Hi. Mama, I'd make you eat those words, BDD, and I don't mean your rooster nick by that. BDD, what's that? The first word is baby. I'll let you figure out the rest. That's an awesome question. I'd go for Sarah. She's just my kind of girl. I want to hear what Mad Lad Chad thinks, though. I never got his type. Just give me both at the same time. Oh, man, that'd be sweet as hell. If I imagine them bouncing on my cock at the same time, I'd go crazy. Not possible in more ways than one. I said I was sorry. No, you didn't. Baby dummy doll. Nice, just what I wanted to find under my Christmas tree. Aw, you're just like the rest of the boys. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Winter fashion, look at Josie.
You know, the weird thing about attracting women is acting like you don't want it that bad, even though they know you don't.
I know that.
It's weird. Makes no sense.
It doesn't. Wow, you're so hot. Oh my god, where did you buy that? Do you have a promo code for it? I like your hair. I wish I were your size. I'd totally borrow that. You're gorgeous. Love it. Just love it. What a great photo. Who else came here from CP? See my pussy on exclusive only cake account. Huh. Only cake. Fierce, I love your content. Damn. What I love those colors on you. Cute.
Choices.
Thank you. It took me many tries to get the angle right. You're stunning. I wish I could pull that outfit off. Thanks for being an inspiration. Don't bother with this one. It's just a porn site. Can some moderator clean this up? Do you manage to shoot that photo on your own? You're very talented. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've never commented that shit because it's always thirsty. And whenever I get a friend request and it has like eight guys that look like they don't take care of themselves, I don't follow them neither.
Guns and Titty Coin is up by 1040, well, excuse me, by 1,040% in the last week. Join here for the next buy signal. What's going on in the comments section? Who are these people? What everyone else is saying, it suits you. What a snitch. Free the nipple, dude. You've got some spam to clean up. Beware of what you click on. I'm gonna actually fucking post that. I already reported the post as spam. I am so confused right now. Free RAM for your computer or phone. Download here. Offer expires.
Who posted it? Who posted that?
That was Josie.
Oh, it was? Okay.
That's all it is on Christmas. I don't see anything else. That was the Thanksgiving. So there's not a whole lot going on Rooster right now. They don't have any special...
What was that square popped up on
your What do we got? No, that's not important. What is it? Study English, math, or science? Math. Dude, we suck so much at the math questions. Or we could do science. Lab experiment.
Well, that fish ain't gonna make it. I can tell you that
now. No, they're dead.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
That's fair. I mean, they got different people to do these. These are all commissioned. He paid people to do
these. But I can tell what he's going for.
I'm making sure that's the right words.
Oh, because of cum?
No, sir. You gotta make sure that some of the, because some of these, they've definitely changed the lyrics up a little bit too.
By makes me think of old school where he's starts adding fuck to everything and they're at the wedding reception.
I still need to watch that.
Oh man, it's a
there's so many of these classic college comedies I need to
find a copy of it. I think mine's scratched or something. To check her out.
Just do it digital. I probably have there might be a version I can track down. Grim, why are they telling me the Christmas party is canned? Who's telling you that? Jacob and Jamie were talking about it earlier. The Hots aren't coming because they're going to the Tri-Alpha's Christmas party. Oh, I'll have to check with Sage about that, but we made a deal to share the Hots with them. But we can still have a party. It's going to be a lame party without them. Yes, fuck that. I'm not going to a party with those backstabbing dorm bitches. Who the fuck is that guy?
Who knows? Looks like a guy sucked a dick or two. He definitely looks like...
You don't have to call them that.
Metrosexuals.
Disrespecting them is what started all of this. Is that the woman he's with?
No, that's a dude.
Chen. Bitches, I tell you. Bitches, all of them.
Chen.
Never even saw half of them on campus, but I could tell straight away they were bitches. Short hair, ugly clothes, pale skin.
Stereotypical Asian accent.
Short hair, ugly clothes, pale skin, short and skinny. I could smell them from a mile away. Except for that one blonde bitch from our Scientology class. What's her face?
Tara. That don't sound like that.
Yes, Tara, she got nice boobs. Still a bitch, but nice big boobs. Gotta give her that.
That's one thing that could unite the world. Big boobs.
And Kylie, too. She's hot. Oh, yes, Kylie. I do her.
Maybe not.
What were we talking about? Mongolians? The party, Grim. What are we gonna do? I'll figure something out. No Mongolians! Are you a Mongolian?
My restaurant can set it up. No. Asian cuisine tomorrow.
Well, there's plenty of Asians over there. You shouldn't have a problem with that. It's got Merry Christmas all over the place. There's really not anything in here. Like, there's nothing. He didn't bother to do a...
Yeah, one of my friends, she said she don't think I'd like an Asian girlfriend.
They are very strict.
Depends on what kind of strict we're talking.
Lord, sir, you'd be surprised.
Oh, I've heard they're jealous.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
To a fault.
I don't mind it at all. Be a little jealous.
What wrong with your hair? Why your hair like that? Oh, that's the real deal.
This in for long haul.
Well, no, that box shouldn't be here. That's more of our Christmas tree ornaments.
They want me to look a certain way, they just gotta...
Yeah.
I say, once we say I do, that's an equal partnership in the body roles.
How's it going? Oh yeah, I'm down for that. But I don't think you should necessarily have to say I do. I think when you declare yourself an item...
Well, I mean, once you make it legal and official... Like, yeah, dating, that's getting to know and working into it.
I'm not into marriage.
Marriage is the...
I believe people
well,
can...
Well, that or a love contract.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would say once you have a vested interest in someone...
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'd like to be with the next 50 years? Someone with long hair.
Right. Hey, Grim, we brought the wrong boxes here. Yeah, Sage said the boxes labeled kitchen are supposed to be at our place. And the boxes labeled random are the ones you guys need, but we already got you those. The kitchen boxes are missing. Want me to have a look around? God, yes, my arms are tired from all the carrying. So I'll just bring the kitchen boxes to your kitchen? The kitchen boxes don't contain kitchen stuff. That's just what the label says. Well, that's confusing. There's supposed to be a system, but it got fucked up at some point. Now, no one cares enough to fix it since we only have to deal with it once every year. Instead, we're stuck with an even weirder system. Anyway, bring the kitchen boxes to John Boy. He's over at our place helping out. What's in the kitchen boxes? Christmas lights. And in the random boxes? Kitchen stuff. You're joking, right? I wish. Okay, I'll figure it out. I'm sure you will. You're good at handling boxes. Get a room. I wouldn't mind that. Let's make this one...
worthy of people watching? Well, if they're looking for the next segment?
I think you earned yourself a break. Not to be that one, but she didn't. Later, Grim. Hey, Maya. Oh, hey. Sorry, I was in the middle of thinking. I'd be too if I got stuck with untangling Christmas lights. Haha, yeah. Don't let me interrupt. I have some boxes to find. Boy, there's a lot of Christmas on here. Oh, wow. We can't change the music.
Nope.
Oh, that's cool. Everything's been changed for Christmas.
Yeah, like Halloween.
I know. They're plants. Big old Christmas tree. Can't really go anywhere. Can't go down there. Oh, I'm outside. No!
Those kids aren't gonna make it now then. They said, bees or fish? They said, fuck that.
Here we go. Ouch, what's wrong? That stupid wreath pricked my finger. Doesn't look like much, you'll be fine. Of course I'll be fine, that's not the point. It stung like crazy. I can hang the wreath for you. No, this is why you need me here. You won't put it straight. It's all yours, but watch your fingers. Oh, yes, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Moose. Dirk is such an ass.
That's a deer.
It's it's a moose in the game.
It doesn't have moose antlers. It has deer antlers.
Well, I'm doing... You can't...
Like the deer on the wall that he had painted.
Well, it's got a moose lounge on it, so...
That's a reindeer. You can tell by the antlers, you see. And reindeer, male and female, have antlers.
Okay, that's cool, but we're just gonna go with moose, because I don't want the dev to get upset. He tends to get really irritated about shit like that, and I...
If you call something by its right name?
Yes.
Damn it!
Because that's
why
how
you call these deer deer? They're moose!
That's how he has it set up.
You sound like he's Canadian.
He is... Oh. The box reads kitchen.
Well, that explains
yeah, I'm
why.
Taking this one to the hots.
Tell him we're gonna buy. We're gonna buy his great nation. Making a 51st step. And then we're on the green with it.
Rusty, do you? Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt. Carry on. Grim, wait. Dude, what are you doing? I know what it looks like, but things happen. Did she break up? Sir, we're live. Did she break up with her guy again?
She slipped, you fall?
No, and frankly, I don't care about him. I care about her. What you do is your business, or you're better than this. You don't even know what the question was.
What you do is your business.
Did she break up with her guy again? No, and frankly, I don't care about him. I care about her. What you do is your business, or you're better than this. Just what you do.
I want to say you're better than this, but I say Grim isn't better than this.
I get it. You want her, but come on. You're better than this. Trust me, the situation you're putting yourself in sucks for everyone involved. She'll break up with him at some point. I can feel it. Did she say that? I'm working on it. I won't tell you what to do, but I won't hide what I think. This is a bad call. Well, it's what I choose. Then don't let me bother you.
Who is she with?
Another one of the dicks?
Oh. Yeah, that would not go over very well.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. Everybody's stealing everybody's fucking girl.
Well, or is it the girls that are fucking
the girls
all over town?
Yeah, they are. Could be it.
And then maybe the guy should watch out. And he's got boxes in his room. He just downed his room.
Well, let's see. How many people have we talked to? Find boxes labeled kitchen. 1 of 3. Well, we're not going to be able to finish this tonight.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and end it here. And we'll see you guys back here later for more dicks.
Yeah.
All right. I'm out. See you next time.
Later.